That's what you get for not introducing any topics, for coming here empty-handed, Allison.
What happened?
We just do a show.
Why?
I'm just saying, that'll teach you.
Oh, my. Okay.
You're going to sit here, and we're going to be 5 minutes in, and we're going to piss through the three that I came up with.
Yeah, but I'm so full of chia seeds.
Shut up. Shut up. I hate those little alien eggs. They're the pits.
They're kind of like, I mean, they're good. I mean, we'll be picking them out of our teeth all day, but...
I thought you were going to say something else. I was like, why do you fish through that? Do you eat a lot of jewelry?
Oh, my.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, the lovely Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
Could I get your name out first before you say that?
No.
You just hear lovely and you're like, it's me. I'm a princess. I'm beautiful.
That's all they need to know. Lovely.
Lovely. Exactly. Synonymous. You look up Webster's, it's just her face.
Yeah,
with chia seeds all over the teethers.
I feel like I just had Thanksgiving dinner.
Show's website's in papasbasement.com. You need to go there and click on the iTunes subscription link at the top. Remember to subscribe, please. Even if you like listening through the website, I know a lot of people just go to the site and click and that's that. Even if you like doing that, just do the iTunes subscription.
Okay.
It boosts numbers. Leave a positive review.
Yep.
I like that I had to specify that. Don't leave an honest one. Leave a good one. You want to get a hold of us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/papasbasement. Again, you should like us there because everything we put up via, be it the actual episodes of the show or my writing, you'll get that sent to your little Facebook feed.
Wow.
Everyone knows how Facebook works by now, right?
I think so.
The part where you don't find the girl you wanted to screw in high school.
Oh, my parents are on there.
I liked you so much.
Gross.
You've never done that?
No.
Neither have I. Neither have I. Last but not least, we are now both on Twitter. Allison finally gets to plug her Twitter handle.
How about that?
Where you put up so many revealing photos, and I'm like, I have to look her in the eyes later. This is awkward. I'm at Papa's Basement. She's at Allison Frank, and it's Allison Frank.
Correct.
All one word.
Yep.
Allison with two L's, which is apparently not as weird as I thought it was when I first met
you. It was when I was a kid.
Yeah, you were the freak. But I've talked to a couple Allisons since.
Yeah. It's more popular now.
Spell it with your godforsaken manner.
Yes, that's correct.
And the zero instead of the O. Go there for lots of boobs. Not Baird. She'll never show the top of the mountain, apparently. It's like Maxim, not Penthouse. You won't see her peeing into a champagne flute.
Oh, my. The end. The chia seeds are weighing heavy on my abdomen. We can't be disgusting today.
Are you being sarcastic right now? And where's my water bottle?
My
water bottle?
I didn't touch it.
I left it somewhere.
Yeah, probably in the lab.
Can you go and hunt for it?
I can't. We're pausing
the show. I need my damn agua. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Because you're so funny.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's the true
story. Now you're just being mocking.
No, I'm not being mocking. It's not the chia
seeds. After you filled
talking.
Me with this... Will you shut the hell up about those chia seeds? How do you consume them? I know you're exaggerating right now about the whole distended belly thing.
No, I'm seriously super duper wicked full. Like, over the top full.
Oh, from the food and the chia
seeds. Like, someone, it was, I feel like, what's his name? Yoki Yashishima or whatever, who eats all those hot dogs or something. What's his name?
I want to call him Tamaguchi, but that's the toy. Kobayashi.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Kobayashi.
Yeah, I feel like somebody just, you know.
And then Black Widow is like his scrawny Korean counterpart.
Somebody did a triple dog dare and dared me to drink the pool water. It's like the first one to the
bottom. I don't know how you put that crap down. Filling or not.
I do chia seeds every day, but for some reason in that beverage we just shared.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's
on top of
a meal.
We went to Mom's Organic before the show, which I typically... don't do now that I do the show with Allison because I pay you in food and Mom's isn't particularly cheap.
Yes, it is.
So
it was $6.
Come on. It was $6 because we got the cheap plate. Sometimes you can go as high as $7.50 or $8
at that place. I've never gone there. We've never gone to that level.
I try. That's why usually I try to feed you by being like, I don't know if you want to go this time, but Denny's is like right nearby. They have a $4 mozzarella stick sandwich.
Oh,
does that catch your fancy at all? I guess just this once, right?
It is super. I'm so
When I did the show with Howard frequently, I would go there and kill time and I would eat their foot flavored food.
I wouldn't say it's foot flavored. It's quite unusual.
The food is not too bad, especially for like healthy, delicious. Organic food.
I mean, the beverage was a little bit odd. I mean, whatever.
Well, I wanted to introduce you to, I believe it's called kombucha. It's K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It looks like kombucha, kombucha. I don't know. Was I raised in the Amazon with a plate in my lip? I don't know how to
say that. It's just fermented tea, which is fine, but we got the one with chia seeds and grape in it. And
grape chia. I wanted to, because that is the second time I have consumed kombucha. I had it at Whole Foods about 3 weeks ago, and it tasted like someone made soda.
Yeah.
You know, what are those weird soda flavor companies, and they have like the blue soda and bubblegum soda. Is it Richards or Richardson's or something?
Oh, I don't know.
And they put like the black and white pictures on their bottle and they try to be all
those
hipster.
Those are gross. Yeah, those are
I've
bad.
Had very few, but it looked like someone made a flavor called foot and bunghole and that one.
It didn't taste like foot and bunghole. It just tasted up.
Well, you know the one I did tasted very foot-like. It tasted like carbonated foot. So of course I'm like, you know what? Allison's here. We're going to make her drink some of this foot water.
To me, it tasted like someone bird fed you Jell-O. Like they just chewed up your Jell-O and spit it in
your mouth. Well, it had this completely different texture because the one we got had chia seeds in it.
Correct.
And now that we're doing this whole health food break for whatever reason, chia seeds appear more or less like what, sesame seeds or poppies even?
They
in
look
size?
Like sesame seeds, yeah.
Let's go with sesame. Yeah, mm-hmm. A darker sesame seed.
Right.
But they have a weird property where you place them in water
and liquid,
almost like
they blow up.
The jello around an amoeba's nucleus appears. Like they have this thin jello layer. So they dumped, had to be hundreds in this little bottled tea of kombucha. And it was a solid mass of just these little seeds peppered throughout.
Correct.
You'd shake the bottle
and
the seeds did not change location in relation to another. The whole mass would kind of spin on an axle like a top.
Like a thing of slime. Like you have slime. You can shake it
so
and move
it was,
around.
Would you say you more chewed that beverage or drank it when we were chugging it?
I mean, it was like snot, really. I mean, it was
not a bad way of putting it. It was like very loosely formed jello. Like when jello hasn't had a chance to harden.
Exactly. But it's like because it was kind of chunky.
You can't deny the footness, though.
It was not like a foot thing. I like the
fizziness.
It was very
footy.
There was a little bit
of... It was like
of,
fizzy foot.
Fizzy. That was going to get into the carbonation. Yeah.
It was like Powerade plus sucking on
but
toes.
What was the name of it? We can't just not let them know what it was called.
It was whatever the main kombucha brand is. It's they have the market cornered on that crap. They make 20 flavors of kombucha.
There's no
one else seems to be vying for that crown. It was a very, very light manila bottle.
But what chia seeds do is they...
Fizzy chia seed flavor.
They work as a
I'll tell you what they do. They make me feel like I have a little xenomorph baby about to pop out of my ribs.
Because
they're disgusting.
Because they expand. So when they're wet, they expand. And they were already...
That explains nothing. I will put down a pound of banana pudding.
Yeah.
And yet you give me 20 chia seeds... And within 30 seconds, I'm clutching my belly going, oh, like a bad dinner theater actor pretending he's got food poisoning.
Because they expand. They're like, it's like a depressed sponge and then you add water and then they blow up. They expand and that's what they're designed to do. And they cling and they actually
take all
the... It
feels like consuming rapidly growing tadpoles. Like you took a shot of those.
Yeah. Actually, it's like drinking tadpoles. That's kind of what it, yeah. It's a weird sensation to drink it like that. Even when I drink chia seeds at home, it
doesn't taste like
this
became a
like
segment
this.
On not one, but two gross but good for you things. Chia seeds and kombucha. Try to get them both in one drink. If you have a Whole Foods, a Mom's,
Well, we
a
did
Wegmans.
A bad thing. We had a whole meal, and then we put the chia seeds
oh,
on
I'm
top
sorry.
Of
Oh, I'm sorry.
It.
Am I supposed to literally just drink a cup full of seeds and rub my tummy going, oh, I couldn't have another bite?
Dude, seriously, right now it feels like I had Thanksgiving
Should
dinner
I
twice.
Dumped out the bottle and cut it with a fork and knife? Here's your slice of the beverage I purchased you.
Oh, you could have. You really could have.
That's my why goodness. I only took a couple sips of that crap.
I'm glad I'm wearing stretch pants. Seriously, I feel like Archie Bunker over here.
It isn't as bad as when I used to just buy bags of those things and then just dump them into juice.
Oh, no.
And go down the hatch.
Yeah, I do that every day.
I don't
I have
know how
chia
you
seeds.
Do it.
But right now, I have like chia
You must have
right
intestines like the Rock's biceps. I have dainty organs, thank you very much.
Oh, my. Don't
the
make
digestive
me laugh
tract anymore. Of royalty right here.
I've got some
You're
great...
a peasant. Your stomach is meant to digest full fish heads.
I think it's true. I mean, I definitely do have like an iron stomach. I mean, all my friends and everybody.
I do too, honestly. That's why I'm forever shocked by how much chia seeds screw with me.
They actually do. I mean, I think they do provide some evacuation properties for even myself, but not in the form of diarrhea or anything, but more regularity.
No, just horrible stomach agony for 24 hours.
I mean, I feel like my abdomen is very distended right now.
Like, I feel like I'm in stage one of a person becoming a werewolf. You know, when they look up and they go like, ah! It's that for 24 hours. Except I don't have yellow eyes and little snake slits.
I feel like the girl from Willy Wonka who turned into a blueberry.
Violet.
Yeah, where I'm just slowly expanding. And you just wait and just hear the pop here. Who knows how long.
Like, I don't think you ever heard her pop. That would have been quite morbid.
But that you'll hear me pop soon enough. That'll really? Be good for listeners. That'll get your ratings. Do you have a rating?
It is an audio format we're in.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's rough.
So I need to apologize before the show goes on.
Oh, my.
The episode I posted today, we're recording this. Well, today. I forgot. We're recording it. Yeah, whatever day you're listening to it, this is fresh out of the Papa's basement oven and onto your plate. But in another sense, we might be recording this on June 6th, 2013. In another real sense. And earlier...
We're time travelers.
I put up, yeah, Kyle Reese, man. Later, I'm going to go finger blast Sarah Connor.
Oh, my.
I put up an episode where I might have bitched a little bit about...
About what?
I was just saying I came to terms with the fact I was a really wicked person.
But I don't think you are.
A friend of mine, who shall remain nameless.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to kiss up here. She is beautiful both within and without.
Right.
Because she's very into charity and she's very good looking. I can at least attest to the one part.
I gotcha.
And she hit me up the other week and was like, hey, do you want to provide locksmithing services to cancer kids?
Yeah.
And I guess I need to realize people listen to this show because I do it like they don't. Otherwise, what could you really talk about? What could you do to be actually captivating if you're like, oh, I'm not going to go there. She made a very nice strudel for me.
I guess so. Although I like talking about strudels.
I wanted to say cobbler. Who makes an actual strudel? If you don't turn the vibrate off on your phone.
Yeah, okay, all right.
It's going to be joining those chia seeds in your belly from the other end. You get what I'm going to go?
Yeah, okay. You're going to have to fight your way.
Oh, no. crowded hallway, right?
Oh, golly. Actually, it's still sitting right here in my neck.
Right in your trachea. Hasn't gone down one bit. She texted me like right before we came in, and she was just sad or hurt or something. Because I had conveyed on air, look, I don't like doing things, especially for
something
free.
Something for nothing.
Yeah, which...
I do, actually.
I didn't want her to take it personally or to think I'm not charitable. I hate doing anything. And like good, fun things even. People can be like, come here and I'll give you an amazing lay. And I'm like, you're a half hour away. I've got my Wii right here. The only reason I leave the house is either I'm starving or someone's paying me money for something.
He won't even go leave his bed to use the bathroom unless there's
it's
like
true.
A trail of M&Ms.
It's true. I just kind of turn off the side and pee. It's like a little waterfall. I don't even try to clear the bed, just as long as most of it does.
Oh, my.
So I just didn't. I felt really bad because, look, I want to help cancer kids.
No, you don't.
Well, I want to feel like I want to feel that way, if that makes sense. I want to feel like I want to help people. And I figure you just do it by doing it.
If you say it enough times.
It's the same way. Yeah. Does anyone ever really want to eat healthy food? I guess you're over there oh, it's so yummy. Well,
it
you know
good.
What? I want to eat a pot pie made out of chocolate and Twizzlers. That's what I want to eat.
But I
can't have that. So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to eat, what did we have? Bean curd and green sauce at Mom's.
It was cheesy.
And I'm
going to
put that in my face and I'm going to go, oh, that was delicious.
It wasn't delicious. It really was.
It was good. You know what's better? Mac and cheese and then a s'mores enema.
I'm not a huge mac
that's
and cheese
way better.
Person. It's all right. I
mean,
so, I like it, but.
Look, helping cancer kids, that's the eating your vegetables thing.
I like it.
Will I ever really, in my heart of hearts, want to help other people?
I do like helping other people. I do.
Why are you doing this? Why can't you go along the one time I don't need a contrarian where I need someone else to be like, yeah, I'm a selfish ass too.
But I'm not. I'm very selfless. I do a lot of selfless acts.
I help people too.
Random acts of kindness. That's my motto. A little kindness goes a long way.
I'm just saying I want to help out.
Well, you should. Now,
and just because
I don't
innately have that urge. She seemed very mad and very disappointed.
So you can't help them now. You can't.
I don't know. I'm just putting it out there that I feel bad.
Well, you don't feel bad enough to do something about it.
I texted back and said, hey, I was joking around.
But you're not joking around if you don't help them with their law problem.
I said I'd volunteer to help.
Okay, well, then you better do it.
Is yeah, I personally, I don't care what is in someone's heart as long as they help me. Like, if you're being wheeled into the ER with a gunshot wound.
Oh, my.
And the doctor's like, son of a bitch, I was at level 20 in Tetris. Really? Okay. And he puts out his cigarette and he pauses the game. But he saves your life. Well, you know what? Thanks, doc. I didn't need you doing a happy leprechaun jig when I came in the door. Just conveying excitement. I don't need Rudy all fired up to save my life. I just need someone who can do the job. Similarly, I don't think if the cancer kids mind if I show up. I'm like, yeah, I'm here to fix your door. All right. Yeah. Good look on you. Eyebrows are overrated. All right. Bye. Lock's done.
They don't care. You can draw them on.
And I'm sure I have, like, my humanity would come out and I'd actually talk to these people.
Yeah.
And I'd forget about the fact I was going home empty-handed. This wasn't much of an apology. I probably just dug the grave more, but.
Well, if you're going to help them, then you did.
I'll help them.
So where do you have to go to help them?
Probably all over, man.
Oh, you're just going to unlock doors for cancer people everywhere?
I guess. Or like do their locks or something.
Well, really, I know a lot of listeners are going to have cancer all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly.
For some free lock jobs.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to need like something that, like a cup they can pee into. And then like a big blue sea shows at the top. And I'm like, all right.
I could just see you tugging on people's hair if it comes off.
Like a big Donald Trump wig just comes off.
I knew it!
just lick my thumb and start wiping at their eyebrow if it stays put.
Oh, this is not good.
Like Milhouse's mom.
I should be more compassionate. This is not my kind of humor.
Yeah, look, I'm saying I'm very full of compassion. I want to help out. And I felt bad that she was really disgusted at hearing my inner monologue on air.
Yeah, well, that's good. So you'll help them. So.
I will. That's what I've been saying.
Oh, good. So there you go.
Yeah. So sorry to my friend.
Good old what's her face.
I didn't want to cause her any distress. She's a good person.
Cancer
and I want to help them. And my dad croaked a cancer, so I want to help. Especially the little cancer kids. Because when my dad was dying and I'd go to the hospital, like the only thing that could make me feel worse was when the kid cancer bus pulled up. And it did multiple times. And it would just be like a teddy bear, like holding a balloon in a doctor's outfit. And it'd be like, oh, we're the kid cancer bus. You're just like, God, at least he had some sort of life. It wasn't the longest, but good God.
Yeah, when I worked in nephrology, that's how it felt. A lot of times people felt.
What's nephrology?
Nephrology, like kidneys.
The balls and stuff?
No, I think you say that every time.
What?
It's kidneys.
Nephrology.
The end.
Is that why it's called NERF? Because it's kidney-like
it's
in
nef.
Its structure?
It's NEF. Nephrology. Nephrology. But when I worked there.
Do you know what you would get if you flipped the R and the F in nephrology?
The end. We're not going.
Nerfology.
So, I didn't study that. I didn't work for play school or whoever it is, NERF.
I don't know.
The thing is, when I worked in geriatrics, people always used to ask me, like, isn't that depressing working with old people all the time, working in nursing homes or those types of environments?
You're like, no, it's great. They die and leave people money. It's like winning the lottery every 2 weeks.
No, actually, a lot of them don't have any money. They've spent it,
I know.
You know, for their
life. I'm living with an old person who spent all their money. I know.
But the thing is like, those people have lived a full life. You know, one of my favorite patients, she lived to be, she was 104. So. You know, I mean,
did
that's
you get
a
her announced by Al Roker?
I don't know if we did or not.
Willard maybe. Scott, as you knew him in the day before he became black.
but then actually it was more depressing when I worked in nephrology because people of all ages are affected with you know, kidney disease, you don't have 5-year-olds with old age, you know?
Yeah.
So you had these teenagers who had kidney failure, and I had a patient, and he was 26 when he died, but he had a huge crush on me. But here's this young
really?
Guy.
Really? Please tell me you gave him a little something. Please.
I don't want to tell
At least
story.
Another couple of wipes on the old shaft.
Oh, my goodness. This is I'm not telling that story.
Come on. Come on. No 26-year-old man needs Patch Adams, but he does need Jenna Jameson.
I was trying to see. That's what I was going
that's
for.
That's the problem with women. They're like, oh, I'm going to cut you up. You're going to so much, you'll forget you're dying. And he's just looking at your jugs like, I just want that. Just that. You're coming in with like the Groucho Marx glasses on, a squirting flower on your lapel.
Oh, my goodness. We did take him out.
He's just like, just bend over like I dropped something.
And then we went on a pseudo date, kind of.
Did you?
Yeah, it was.
Why haven't you made a screenplay out of this?
Oh, my gosh. It was.
I'm being semi-serious about that. Oh, that seems like it could tug at the heartstrings.
It was terrible.
Nurse Mila Kunis. How great is that?
Oh, my.
And then like some 17-year-old loses his V card. I guess it'd have to be 18.
He kind of looked like
to these Americans.
He kind of looked like
and their puritanical tastes.
Like a
Michael Clark Duncan?
No. Is that what he looked like? No. He looked like maybe.
He's the guy you're telling me the story. I was trying to be funny, suggesting he was a large black man. Always comedic.
But it's tough for me because I'm so full of chia seeds. Dude, I got a serious case of bloat over here.
I'm about to make you empty out in the trash can.
You can't.
Like a girl on prom night.
I wish I could. Anyway, but this guy, he kind of looked like Eric Stoltz, I think. Like a young Eric Stoltz.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't like that look, so I'm going to picture Eric Roberts instead. It's going to get a lot dreamier.
Is it Eric Roberts?
Yeah.
I don't know. Or like a Spader.
Mayor of Greenwich Village era.
Who's the spanker?
Or Pope of Greenwich
with
Village.
With Gyllenhaal. The
Oh, God. The one that aged so horribly in The Office.
Oh, he's not good now. Oh.
Robert California in The Office. James Spader, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was one of the like really honky looking guys that my mom could like barely conceal. She wanted to like bone the hell out of. Because she goes for the dusky types like my dad for the most part.
So, I mean, if you go for him, like, back in the day, maybe.
But, she was like, ooh, James Spader in White Sands. Like, we would have that movie rented every month, and I'd just be like, why are you watching it alone at
but
night,
he wasn't
Mom?
Very, he was very
And it
sheepish.
Sounds like someone shaving in the living room. That part was fake.
Yeah. Oh, my. This is crazy. But, yeah.
Keep going. So, Eric Stoltz, like Pulp Fiction Eric Stoltz.
I guess. I can't really.
Prophecy
can't.
Eric Stoltz. They're all the same. It's just this dirty guy with a beard.
Oh, he doesn't have a beard.
Eric Stoltz?
Oh, I don't know.
Am I thinking of the wrong guy? Drug dealer from Pulp Fiction?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of
So you just said like some name, but you don't really. You're like, he looked like Andre the Giant. Oh, tall guy, weird accent? No! Where'd you get that?
Let's go with Spader.
Short Chinaman.
Let's go with Spader.
All right.
But only not confident. Like, he's very sheepish.
Of course,
shy.
He's dying. He doesn't have not a lot of long-term security to offer his partners.
Oh, gosh. But sure he did.
Pretty much, he has one pickup line. He's like, I can live like there's no tomorrow.
So one of the nursing assistants
and then
guys
he coughed
said, you know,
lot.
We felt bad because he was a young guy. Then as he got sicker and sicker, he couldn't work anymore. He was on dialysis. And his
was he doomed? Could he have gotten new kidneys?
He did.
Okay?
He did have a transplant, and he had been on dialysis before.
So was he fine? Is that the end of the story?
No.
Oh, no.
It's not good. It's not a good joke.
Oh, Jesus Dickens, no.
So he had gotten a transplant, and he did get better for a while.
Oh.
For some years.
How many years?
I want to say like 7.
All right, so they yanked both of his crap kidneys and gave him one good one? Or did they leave a stronger one?
No, I mean, once your kidneys are very tenacious. You only need one kidney, and that one kidney...
Now I'm just picturing Jack Black's head as my kidney.
And you only need that one kidney to work greater than 10%. As long as it works greater than 10%, you're not considered in kidney failure.
Yeah.
It's one is less than 10%. So that's how tenacious they are. You only need one, and it only needs to work just above 10%. Once it drops below that, then you're considered in kidney failure.
Those are like the lazy Latinos of the organ family.
No, they're very powerful.
Just giving their all that much.
They're very tenacious.
Waking up from siesta every so
often. I mean,
you
can't just have a pinch of your heart work, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. So anyhow, he had a transplant and it was successful, but then he went into rejection and he lost that kidney. And then it turned out that
the kidney was like, I never want to see you again. I'm blocking you on Facebook.
He had one of his lungs removed.
Then turned into a kidney?
No, then his other lung filled with cancer.
Jesus, God. This is a hell of a comedy show.
Anyhow, it turned out we felt bad. I mean,
and then he fell down and AIDS ponies.
Because he was such a young person.
Yeah.
And we'd ask, you know, like what he did or, you know, who he hung out
with. Were you Hitler in a past life?
And he said he didn't do it.
How many cats did you kill while in the womb to deserve this?
He didn't do anything. And so one of the girls I work with, she was a nursing assistant. We said, you know what, let's hang out with him. Let's just go over and visit him. And, you know, because he lived away from
his family. He doesn't have a lung.
He doesn't have a lung. You're right. Anyhow, but he was so sheepish, so quiet, and so
he wasn't like a psychosexual James Spader.
No, he was extraordinarily polite. He was just and very
no kidding. He's had people wiping his ass for most of his life.
No, he did it all himself. He's young. He's even
though he's apologetic too. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
He wasn't sickly. I mean, he was working up until you know his lung filled with cancer.
Just those are the worst words put together. Lung filled with cancer.
Anyhow, so we
I'm
took him out and
like
we went over
a bag
to his
of
house.
Apples and they're just cancer.
But just imagine going to this guy's townhouse and then he wants to.
Was that full of cancer too, Allison?
No, but he wanted to. He was like playing host. He's like, can I get you guys something to drink? And we just felt like, hey, should we fill a tub with gold or something? Like, how can we cheer this person? Like, no, we don't want your ginger ale. We don't want your Cheetos. We just came to cheer you up. And I don't know. So then,
did you play Wii?
This was before video games, so we didn't have anybody.
Before the Atari 2600.
Yeah, I mean, so we just chit chatted a little bit and whatever. And then after that, I said, "Hey, why don't we catch a movie sometime or something?" And we did. He wanted to treat, but then
please
I thought,
"Please tell me you whacked this kid off. Please, at least that. Please."
I think about it now, and you kind of wish. I mean, we're not supposed to date our patients, you know. So I wanted it to be casual. You
but
know?
He seemed so polite. The polite guys never get laid because
know,
they're so apologetic.
And he was.
Like, I'm kind of the same way. I feel like I'm inflicting myself on someone.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't want to do that because I know what I am.
Oh, my. It
so
was
why,
just...
why put someone through that, especially a good person? And then everyone's like, why do you date trash? I'm like, well, they deserve it.
But I never thought he had a crush on me or anything until. So we went to this movie.
Oh, no.
And I don't
until
even
his deathbed.
No. I don't remember what the movie was.
Mask.
But we went to this movie, and I paid for us. I paid, and I thought, you know what? If I pay for it, then it's not a date.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to send the wrong signal. You didn't want the man dying of cancer with his one crappy lung left, thinking he had a chance in hell of getting a little. Just want to piss on the ashes of any hope. Go on.
But I'm pretty sure I picked him up, and then I had to take him
home. Like, you just
home.
Carried him, like, across the threshold?
No, he's tall. He's very tall.
Oh,
he's like
in your vehicle.
6'2", or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow,
sounds
I took him
dreamy.
Home, and then I walked him to his door to say goodnight, and I'll be darned if this guy just didn't give me the biggest kiss ever.
Good.
Ever. Like, I was stunned. Like, I was
good.
Paralyzed.
Good.
I mean,
did you let him fill you with his seed so his line would continue?
It probably could have happened. I don't know. But no, we didn't do anything. I mean, he's sick, the poor thing. But I was just so surprised. Like he just was not that type of person. One, mm-hmm. I didn't really think he had a crush on me.
I think know? When you know you're dying, what the hell?
I guess. But if you knew how quiet and overly polite and just like he didn't even really ever say anything. Like always, it was kind of a joke just to even get him to have a conversation. He was just always very agreeable.
They also
or whatever.
Said that about Dylan Klebold.
So,
look what
anyhow,
he
gave me this The biggest French kiss ever, and I thought I would die. I left there kind of like...
Like he is?
All
like
the way
he was going to?
All the way home, I was going, oh my God. Oh my God. Because then I don't have to go to work. I have to see this guy 3 times a week still. Mm-hmm.
Like, now you've kissed a dead man. What's that like?
I mean, he's a good kisser.
What's it like to have kissed the dead?
I'm
pretty sure no one I'm fooled around with has died yet.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh,
despite all the AIDS I've given him.
But it was extraordinarily awkward after that. As much as I tried to make it not be awkward and everything the same, he kept saying, hey, like, did I do something to offend you or something? While he's receiving his treatments, you know?
So you did the usual, I'm going to go out on a date with a guy.
It was a non-date.
Exactly. It wasn't a date, but it was a date. And then he kisses you,
yeah,
and you get all weird, and he's dying. That's out of the ordinary, but the rest of it, everyone can relate to.
I tried not to make it awkward.
And then he's like, I'm sorry, I'm going to try to be stand-up here. Did I do something wrong? You're just like, no, it's fine, even though obviously for your money, he did something wrong and out of line.
It wasn't
and so
wrong
then he
or
felt
out of
bad
line.
Because not only is he dying of cancer...
And
but he
kidney
made things
failure.
Weird with you. Exactly.
Cancer and kidney failure. Yeah.
Yeah, then, I don't know why he'd be troubled by that. Yeah.
But the nice thing is, before he died, I suppose, I mean, we did spend a lot of time together in the hospital.
Oh, before. A lot of time together. Yeah. Was it strictly platonic?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, I'm sure that's what he wanted. Sure, that was a wish come true.
And then he died.
That's like Make-A-Wish, where it's like, I want to meet London Keys. Do you want sex with the dirty porn star? No, just an autograph.
When they agreed to stop dialysis, then that was it.
Like, no
that's
kidding.
It. That's they're done. And they had done that morning, and they had said, you know what, his family, and I was crushed. I was devastated.
Why? Was he like comatose at that point?
He wasn't, but he was having difficulty breathing, and they just thought, you know what, your prognosis is so poor. Why put your body through all this of the treatment, because the treatment in and of itself takes a lot out of a person. Anyhow, and they just agreed to stop. And once they stopped, that's it. And after my shift, I went upstairs. And by the time I had got up there, he had just had died. I mean, I had seen him earlier, but he had died. And his dad was just crying his eyes out in the hallway and just squeezing me. And it was terrible. It was really bad.
She's squeezing you and whispering, I hope you blew him.
I know. I mean,
I hope you had the human decency to bring pleasure to his genitals.
I think the other girl, the nursing assistant, she probably would have. I don't think it
would have. That's not did.
I know. Lesson learned. I mean, I can't really do that. That's not my MO
really?
With people that I really like. I just don't go around blowing them.
Well, the next time a 12-year-old comes in with no eyebrows, I hope you take care of business.
I'll leave that to you.
While he's still
around. I mean, now that you're on this charity bandwagon.
What, am I a gay cancer prostitute now?
It doesn't.
They want me as the cancer locksmith. It's a very different gig.
Well, it's not me. I can't be doing that for cancer people. I mean, if we want to call it a date, I'll go on a date with someone and we can call it a date. And if you want to spend your cancer money.
Your cancerous dollar bills.
To take me to a movie, you can't.
According to Allison, that's how cancer is spread. Someone with cancer buys something and you touch the dollar bill.
No, I just didn't feel like, I felt like, you know, if we went Dutch or if I treated, then it wasn't a date. Because chicks
Why
aren't
couldn't
supposed
you
to.
Let him have a shred of hope? Literally, this is the type of person you could be as serious as you wanted with, because they're punching out in 2 months. And they could
die. I didn't
die,
know when he was punching
And you could be
out.
Like, you are the love of my lifetime. I've never wanted anything more. And he would die so happy and full of hope and cancer.
Oh, my. That's heavy. It was heavy. I was young. Do you know
how old were you?
I mean, at that
Were you
time?
Like 46 back then?
I might have been 21. I mean, that's young.
And an older guy who's sophisticated and nice is laying the moves on you.
Yeah, I was stunned. I was flabbergasted. Like,
and even your Pollock pea brain can't put two and two together?
Not then. I don't think I could. Oh. Like, I was too mature in a sense, I guess.
I heard you're too young.
I
Pick
was
a side.
Young. I was young, but when it came to boys.
But a mature young.
I mean, if you needed me to do your taxes for you or help you with your mortgage or these kinds of things, like I was very mature that way. But for boys.
But you can't post the radio show on your Facebook page. But you can do taxes. You're that old. You're just computer illiterate. But you can do trigonometry with the protractor.
I mean, you can have a high IQ and not have practical knowledge. You're like, put the Pop-Tart where? Do what? I mean,
you're not Rain Man smart. You're all right. You can function as a normal person. I've seen it.
Not when it came to boys 100 years ago. I mean, oh, that's a terrible story. Now I feel awful.
You should.
Now I'm full of chia. My stomach's and bloated.
And sadness.
My abdomen's stretching the max of these stretch pants. And I feel bad for Cancer Man.
Poor Cancer Man.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah, he probably deserved like a nice nurse to give him some attention.
I took him out. And I did go to his house, and I refused his ginger ale.
Oh, women are so naive. That counts for nothing to a man. Nothing.
I know. I think about that now.
You know what?
The knowledge I have now.
Yeah, you walk in to the bar with your friends, or the house, wherever this location, this mythical man cave is.
Yeah.
And you know what guys ask? They're like, did she take you out, and was she nice? And he was like, hell yeah, she was nice as anything. And they high five, like, yeah. No, that's not how it works. Did you boner? Did you get a little?
But that wasn't my
style.
That's
the question asked.
Yeah.
Were you a virgin at 21?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
When did you lose it?
When I was married. I waited for marriage.
Really?
For real.
Really?
No joke.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much weirdness.
I know. So, yeah, I couldn't just be. You can't bang your patient.
You
but
could
I wasn't
have cancer
banging
married
anyone.
Him, like that nurse from House. What was it? Jennifer Coolidge? Is that it?
I don't know. Somebody married
No, that's
him?
The. Is that the big MILF from American Pie?
We did have one of the nurses that worked there. She was.
Who's the one that was banging the blonde Aussie?
I don't know. Come on.
House wasn't that long ago.
I don't remember.
And she was married to a guy who lived for like 6 months because she had commitment issues. So she found a dying patient and was like, I can marry this man and love him. And
what?
Then, like, for several seasons, she was banging Chase. That was his name, Dr. Chase. I remember that much.
My.
I don't remember her name. She was the flatso before Olivia Wilde, who's also flat but really beautiful, so you can roll with it.
Oh, my.
And she would always be like, well, when my husband and I were such and such, and Dr. House would always be like, yeah, your husband of 2 months. And she would want to act like it was the love of a lifetime.
I mean, I could
You could have done that.
I could have. And maybe now, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah. Maybe you'd have a couple bits of coinage in your pocket.
I don't think so.
You could be addressed as the widow Cancer Man.
Oh, my. He was a nice guy. He would have been a nice husband.
Yeah. He sounds like a decent dude who was dealt a horrible hand.
Yeah, he really was.
And yet nice Don King guy. Is still alive. Cotton ball hair.
Even
up the
now,
place.
Just thinking about that, it makes me feel like goofy just to think that guy kissed me. Like, and it wasn't just like a peck on the cheek. Like, this guy just went for it. And it wasn't went
was
for
it. Was it like a Jon Snow kiss?
Yeah, but on my lips.
Oh,
my mouth.
Okay. Same amount of hair, though.
Oh, my. It was
I just wanted to kiss you there.
It was just.
How did you know to do that?
Yeah. How did this guy know to do that?
How did this guy know to invent oral sex performed upon women?
That's right. The oral sex that would give Michael Douglas cancer. I haven't even seen that interview. Have you?
No, I've heard it. They played it on ONA, or at least chunks of it, where he's talking about how he thinks he got the big C from eating veg.
Well,
which makes perfect sense because the throat and the. The Vigu area pretty much look the same. And if you're just
HPV.
Chomping away at for hours and hours, knocking those loose cancer cells, you really don't think they're going to take root in your throat? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but maybe he has like.
You can pull a Homer Simpson and eat a waxy candle beforehand. Maybe, coat the throat.
Maybe he has a 6-inch tongue. You don't know.
That's true.
So he's just.
He might have been poking around her cancer kidney. Is that what you're saying?
Even though the vagina is only 4 inches long. I mean, he was just rooting around.
Oh, now you're just being crass.
Oh, my.
That is weird. For people who haven't heard that, Michael Douglas got over throat cancer, right?
Yeah.
What's the technical term? Is it just literally throat cancer?
Yeah.
And what's weird is the story is getting a lot of traction again I believe because he just gave an interview where he said he could have contracted it from performing oral sex on a woman. But
with
he had
HPV,
said that previously.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, has he? I don't know.
I'm very sure he said it because I think I've heard kind of a wave of jokes before about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was the same way. It all ties into Opie and Anthony, like everything. Mm-hmm. But they were going on and on about how they got James Lipton on their show to mention he had been a pimp.
Oh, yeah. I saw a clip about that. Yeah.
In Paris. And then it started to get traction again.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, my God, James Lipton was a pimp in Paris. But he had said that like 2 years ago. Like, I remember having that talk with Howard. And like, Howard was like really breaking down what exactly he was in Paris. He's like, it's not exactly a pimp.
Yeah.
It's more like he was just kind of setting up the dates and things like that. It wasn't like, ah, bitch, where's my French dollar bill? Whatever they have. Now it's the euro, but
yeah,
just trying to keep it historically accurate.
But when you look at him, you think, gosh, he looks like a pimp.
He's like 2,000 years old, right? He's older than the people they mention in the Bible when everyone's like living to 763.
Yeah, I guess so. He's fun enough.
Way to fire it up and contribute.
I'm too full.
You're all right. I'll jump on your stomach.
Chia seeds before a show is not a good idea.
I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad. But I drink
the
whole bottle.
They called it runner's food on the side of the bottle. And I feel like I could run a marathon with my mouth.
They lied. I mean, runner's food.
You're the tortoise in the race. Is that it? You're just sitting there clutching your sides?
It's runner's food if I'm in the back of the rickshaw. That's who it is. And I can cheer on the person pulling me because forget it.
Come on.
There's no way.
Hang with me.
I'm not rolling anywhere.
We're almost there.
Yeah. So
we're almost there.
Okay.
I don't want to get on the other topics that we have because we need to do a whole other show and you brought nothing. Yeah. In every sense. I take that back. You gave us the whole cancer guy story that was the middle of the episode.
Yeah.
But now we need to be the brown cookie on the top of the Oreo.
We
had the bottom one. We've had the cream. Now we need about 10 minutes of brown cookie to put on top.
Which is what?
Michael Douglas. I want to talk about going down and how that scares the hell out of me that he got throat cancer.
You're fine.
No, it sucks. I'm being very serious. Like last time I was in the clinic, I was asking, look, can I get the HPV vaccine? And they just look at you and they're like, nah, you've already got it. Like, have you had sex? I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, you probably got it. I'm just like, oh, Jesus, thank you. And they're apparently giving it to all the 12-year-olds and stuff because the conservatives are right and they want everyone to have premarital interracial sex.
Oh, nice.
But also the secondary benefit that goes along with it is they think if everyone has the vaccine, like when they're 10 or 12, I guess in Compton, they got to be like 5. Like it's first day of school.
Yeah.
Bring your number 2 pencil and an arm we can stick this needle in. Mm-mm. But they think they can pretty much eliminate HPV, which is great. Except, I don't know about you. Every time I get a cough now, I'm like, why did I care about that bitch's pleasure? She's gone.
I don't know. I think you're fine. Everybody's fine.
I haven't dated a lot of Allisons at 21. They've been kind of the opposite. The only 21 is the number of dudes they've been with before me.
That's disgusting.
What, 21 is a head count?
I mean, how many is too many?
Have we done this bit?
I don't think so.
I could do this bit all day. I could do this all damn day.
I mean, you haven't done it with me. Maybe you did it before.
Pretty sure I've done it with Will and Leo, like way back in the day.
Well, how many did they say is too many?
Oh, Leo's was strangely conservative. He was probably 23, 24 at the time, and he said 5 or under, and he was freaked out by anything above that.
But, I mean, he's dating people his own age?
Yeah,
or for anybody.
Leo had banged like 20 chicks or something like that, 25 chicks, so that made me laugh.
But it's funny, a lot of people that are that
Will was like
way.
10 to 15, 10-ish maybe.
Yeah.
He wasn't down with so many.
But I mean, what is the number that's too many for him then?
I think across the board, triple digits. Triple digits is a shocker. If you've hit that, you need to do some serious looking in the mirror.
By what age? I mean, someone
by any age.
By your mom's age.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It really, and I know people who are like, well, that just means one a year for X amount of years. I'm like, maybe you shouldn't be, maybe you should be in a relationship. How's that?
Yeah.
God, above 50 is gross. I mean, I'd hit it, don't get me wrong, but you wouldn't be too eager to marry a chick who had 50-something partners.
Who's going to say that, though?
I've met girls.
They'll say that? Then they really mean 200.
I've met girls who have fessed up to about 180, but they've had like a lot of trauma in their past.
Gross.
See, well, that's the only time I've ever met people that ratcheted up that high, though.
That's disgusting.
Like, I've never met higher. 30 is like daddy was a real piece of crap, or I've got a couple screws loose. Mm. And beyond that, it was like an uncle did something to me. I got raped. Things of that nature.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about any of that. It just represents baggage. That's all. I'm not going to pass judgment, but yeah. Put it this way. You go case by case. If you really like someone,
yeah.
I guess, and you're like me and you want to set yourself up for failure,
right.
You'll overlook a number. But
so I said 40, and then you're cool with it?
I would have to probably never hear that again from you, and then we'd be okay.
So when we're done, I go, oh, yeah, 4-1.
Yeah, I would just be like, never talk again. I would have to say, for me, I've always said under 20, I'm not too freaked out.
Yeah.
And like,
and that's someone your own age?
Under 10, I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like 10 or under, you're like a virgin to me.
Yeah.
I mean that. I'm not saying that to be cute. 10 or under, I could care less. 11 to 20, I'm just like, all right, you had a couple, but it doesn't show any degeneracy either. And then beyond that, something happened. We'll put it that way. Something happened. Something happened.
You were in the booth. They
you weren't
selling...
hugged enough. Someone non-consensually hugged you. Something happened.
You're like, they're not even selling tickets back here. You're not making any money.
You as a woman, I don't know if women care that much about numbers. Am I wrong on this?
I mean, to me, someone's past is someone's past. You know, a lot of times I think guys tend to be more promiscuous.
Yeah, it's great. Try it sometime. It's awesome.
But it's funny. You have to work for it twice as hard.
Not even. Don't belittle all we have to do twice as hard.
10 times.
About, yeah.
It really is about 10 times. I mean, we've done this kind of ratio before. And it's funny, you guys have to work for it, but I guess because you work for it so hard.
Just look at the animal kingdom. The man peacock has to be like bright blue with these amazing feathers, and then the peahen just looks like a turd that you dropped on a barbershop floor. It's just like, bam, the peahen. Everyone's fighting for my pee vagina.
Oh, my. But, yeah, that's why once you get it, once you got the batter up, you're like, home run. It's in. You know, whereas us, we think, oh, you know what? They're interested. That's good enough.
That's the problem.
Whatever,
you guys demand so much interest beforehand.
Yeah.
And then it finally, like, slacks off when we get the goal. And you're like, what happened? You're like, I did all the work. What do you expect? It's like you struggle. Yeah. To put up your one rep max, and you finally get it up, and you're like, oh, and you drop it onto the bench, and the barbell's going, where's the rest of it? You're like, that was my trick. That's what I do. I'm done.
Oh, my. Yeah, it's true.
But, okay, what number for you would you, I guess you're cool with more or less anything, but, like, I was saying something to that effect, there are numbers that represent certain things, though. Like, if you heard one, you'd be like, ugh. If you heard 400, you'd be like, eh. What makes you go, eh, and why?
I don't really know. I think it...
Come on, you know somewhat. If some guy you liked, but he's like, I've slept with 200 women, you'd have a reaction to that.
I mean, yeah, but I guess it depends on what he is now. You know?
He's not a man prostitute.
Does he have only one lung and it's full?
It's not
of
your favorite James Dean who's taking those classy black and white photos with his thermos hanging out between his pants, between his leggies.
Oh, gosh. I don't really know. I don't
just a normal guy.
Yeah.
Like a normal dude. There has to be
but
some
to
number
me,
where you're like,
there's different kind of components. I mean, for myself, I was with someone for 10 years. So to me, I think that kind of detracts and makes me have less partners. I was in a committed relationship for 10 years, being 40 years old, you know what I mean? And then not having sex till I was 24, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? So then my window is smaller and smaller. So if I said 60, you know what I mean? You're thinking, 60, well, she's 40 years old. Oh, but wait a minute. That's only a two-year break. You know what I mean? So I think it goes...
That was a real dick tornado, that brief window.
That's what I'm saying. So for men, it's the same kind of thing. Like if they were in a long-term relationship or whatever, to me, that would be disgusting. You know, if someone said, 30, but they've only been in a six-month lapse. Like they're just running trains.
So they had two 10-year relationships, and then in between, they cranked 28 broads.
Yes, exactly. To me, that's disgusting. And then their number is 28.
I look at it as pretty productive. I'll be honest. That's a guy who gets it done.
I mean, how many accounts?
I think
dating profiles.
Oh, God. Was it on Sports Junkies? I'm trying to remember what show he was on. Dane Cook.
Yeah.
And he had said something like he'd only banged like 50 girls.
Yeah.
And he'd been in something like, five or six two-year relationships, and like 35 of them were in this one window after one where he's just like, I'm really famous now. I'm going to be a whore for a bit. So you're saying that would have been gross, even though 50 isn't the most garish number.
Exactly. To me, that's more disgusting. Then if someone would say, well, you know what? I was raped at 11 and now I'm 51 and I've had 50 people. You know what I mean? So you started when you were 11.
Why did they have to be raped at 11 in that?
<'Cause> somebody,
that added nothing to the story. I was raped at 11.
Somebody told me that story.
I had a great tuna sandwich down the street last Thursday.
Actually, I think he was like 15. And he was
raped
by his neighbor, his male neighbor.
Oh, male. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant like Mrs. Robinson.
No, and he
scenario.
Was like, you know what? Part of it, I felt guilty, but then part of it, I kind of enjoyed. He said.
Really?
But now he is like the most promiscuous man ever.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, he's banged like thousands of chicks.
Almost any woman I've ever known who has like forcibly had something done to her.
Yeah.
They go through a megaton whore period afterward. And I think it's just you want to trivialize
what was
done to
you. But plus he's a rocker too.
Really?
So he's in a semi-big band.
I'm a rocker. I'm a raper.
But it started, I think, then. That was...
No kidding.
Yeah.
His music career or his promiscuity?
I think his promiscuity.
he wasn't getting raped and thinking, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And I think it kind of kept going for a while, him and the neighbor dude.
Oh, that's not rape then.
No, that's what he was saying. Like at first it was very bad and the guy kind of coerced him into it. And it was kind of, so part of it because
that's
he enjoyed
it. Just avoiding
it,
a paper route.
The part of it, he said, he felt like because he sort of enjoyed it, I guess the attention or whatever then. But I mean, this guy, he sends me videos of him scrumping. I mean, this
men
guy,
or women, neighbors.
No, he's into chicks. He's not into dudes.
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, he's definitely into chicks.
Except for that time he repeatedly had sex with his male neighbor. Except for that window.
But he was young. He was young. He was like 15 or something.
Okay. I used
but you
to
know
be
what?
15.
His head count.
I never blew anyone.
His head count's got to be like a zillion.
Doesn't matter. He's also done a dude.
But he likes
any guy who's like, I've been with 400 women and 8 guys, guess what? You're a mo and your count doesn't matter.
Well, you know what's funny is we did this. I think
fine as a person, just don't try to brag about your count.
We did this purity test, right?
I was strangely low on that.
On the purity test?
Yeah, I took it back when I'd banged like 2 girls or something, but yeah. I had done some dirty stuff with them, I guess.
Oh, well, the thing is, like, you ask a lot of questions. Well, there's this Marine that I know, and his head count is probably pretty high, too. But his...
Did he get raped by the sergeant?
No.
Oh.
But really, his number was, like, 13% or something. Pure.
Yeah.
So the rest is, like... But that leaves, like, animals.
I was going to say...
And men.
You fall short on, like, you haven't done dudes, a cow, or scat play.
Yeah, but I mean, in order for him to get a 13, I think he had to do one of those three.
No, maybe two at once.
I was like, yeah, it's definitely not good. Wow. It's bad stuff.
Bad news bears.
Bad news bears.
There well, we go. Get to punch out now. That's no. good news. So you all can right. sit around like a beached whale for a half hour going, oh, my tub hurts.
I'm starting to feel a little better.
Are you?
Yeah. I might need a soda.
But... Oh, I'm glad I could provide that cure.
I might.
Let's play the outro music. Or
all right.
Sounds maybe good. We shouldn't because it's a whole copyright thing, maybe. I don't know.
What copyright thing? What were you going to play?
It's a Surf Rider, but like, I don't know. We might just need to play songs done by Will's Gray Sky Eternal band. Mm. They've at least given me permission. So let's wrap it up on a depressing and silent note.
Okay.
Allison.
Yes, darling.
Thank you for joining me and for
You're
the
most
whole
welcome.
Cancer blue balling story.
Okay. You're welcome.
They want to get a hold of you on Twitter.
It's Allison Frank.
Yeah.
A-L-L-I-S-0.
Oh, like Prince over here.
F-R-A-N-K.
I'm at Papa's Basement, John Papa Giorgio. Go to inpapasbasement.com. You go there and you click on the iTunes link at the top and subscribe once you've clicked on it. You can listen to the episodes however you want on the website, whatever, but just give us a subscriber count so we feel like we're accomplishing something, damn it. Allison.
Okay, darling.
Thank you for some sort of rapport.
Oh, you're
Could
welcome.
You not wait 5 seconds to text? I was this close to wrapping it up.
Listen,
seriously.
Well, it's fun enough.
Why? Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. That's it for all the links. Go to them. Enjoy them. Thank you.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.